Section 2, Oklahoma Territory. As you read, look for the establishment of the Territory of Oklahoma, the allotment of Indian lands and the land openings, and vocabulary terms, Organic Act, Township, and Normal School. For almost a year after the 1889 land run for the unassigned lands, there was no organized government in the territory. In May 1889, citizens from Guthrie and communities to the north held a convention to discuss forming a provisional, temporary government. Citizens from communities south and west of Guthrie protested the plan, and a meeting of mayors was held at Frisco, west of Oklahoma City, on July 15, 1889. The majority of people at the Frisco Convention wanted to wait for Congress to form a territorial government. A committee chaired by Sidney Clark lobbied Congress to establish a territorial government. When the 51st Congress met in December 1889, President Harrison presented the need for a government in the territory. The Organic Act. On May 2, 1890, Congress finally passed the Organic Act for the Territory of Oklahoma. The first section of the Act specified that Oklahoma Territory included all of the land west of the five tribes, including no man's land. Surplus Indian reservation lands would become part of Oklahoma Territory as they were opened to homesteaders. The president would appoint a governor, secretary, and three Supreme Court judges. Citizens would elect a 13-member council and a 26-member House of Representatives. The legislature would meet for no more than 60 days every 2 years, except for the first session, which could be 120 days long. The Act established seven counties known by numbers. County seats were Guthrie, Oklahoma City, Norman, El Reno, Kingfisher, Stillwater, and Beaver City in the Panhandle. Citizens voted on county names. Until an Oklahoma code of laws could be adopted, the territory would operate under the laws of Nebraska. Section 15 of the Act stated, quote, "The Legislative Assembly shall hold its first session at Guthrie in said territory. At said first session, or soon thereafter, the Government and Legislative Assembly shall proceed to locate and establish a seat of government." End quote. Greer County. The Organic Act also initiated action to determine ownership of the land between the Red River and its North Fork, territory claimed by Texas as Greer County. In 1896, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the South or Prairie Dog Town Fork of the Red River was the main branch, and therefore the Greer County area was part of Oklahoma Territory. Homesteaders were allowed to keep their land, and the Choctaw tribe was compensated for an original claim to the land. The area was eventually divided into four counties: Beckham, Jackson, Greer, and Harmon. No man's land. No man's land, the Oklahoma Panhandle, had been somewhat of a land island since the establishment of the borders of Kansas and Texas. There had also been some confusion over whether the strip of land was part of the Cherokee outlet. Ranchers and squatters were drawn to the area identified on maps as the public land strip. The first post office was established at Tarbox Ranch in 1880. When the second post office was set up at Beaver City in 1883, mail was addressed to the neutral strip of Indian Territory. Communities began to form in the 1880s, and from 1885 to 1890, residents of the strip tried to gain territorial status as the Cimarron Territory. The strip gained homestead rights when it was officially made part of Oklahoma Territory in 1890. The entire strip was referred to as Beaver County until statehood divided the area into three counties: Beaver, Texas, and Cimarron. First Territorial Government. President Harrison overlooked the people in Oklahoma when he appointed George W. Steele of Indiana as the territorial governor. Many people in the territory felt the president was carpetbagging or returning political favors with his appointments. Robert Martin of Harrison, a community of ex-Union soldiers west of Oklahoma City named for the president, was named territorial secretary. Other appointments were Horace Speed of Guthrie as U.S. District Attorney, Warren G. Lurdy of Virginia as U.S. Marshal. He soon resigned and was succeeded by William Grimes of Kingfisher, and F.B. Green of Illinois, Abraham J. Say of Missouri, and John G. Clark of Wisconsin as Supreme Court judges. Governor Steele arrived in Guthrie on May 23, 1890, and soon traveled throughout the territory to meet the people. A variety of political groups were represented in the territory. In addition to the Republican Party and Democratic Party, the Farmers Alliance Party, the Greenback Party, the People's or Populist Party, and the Socialist Party were represented. Governor Steele called an election for August 5th to elect the territorial legislature. The new legislature met for the first time on August 27th. The first bill introduced in the council was an act to provide for the care and custody of persons convicted under the laws of the territory. A contract was signed with Kansas to place Oklahoma prisoners in the penitentiary, state prison, at Lansing, Kansas. The legislature quickly adopted a system of public schools. The Organic Act had appropriated $50,000 for schools and reserved sections 16 and 36 of each township for the use and benefit of public schools. Section 33 of each township was set aside to support public buildings and correctional facilities, and Section 13 was designated to provide support for state educational institutions. A township consists of 36 one-mile square parcels of land that are called sections. Each section contains 640 acres of land. Governor Steele recommended that four schools be established in each township in Logan, Oklahoma, Canadian, Kingfisher, and Payne counties. The first bill in the House of Representatives concerned schools. Much discussion was held on the issue because every legislator wanted laws that resembled those from his home state. Counties were given the option of providing separate schools for white and for African American children, or providing mixed schools. The first legislative session provided for establishing a territorial university at Norman, an agricultural and mechanical college at Stillwater, and a normal school, teacher training institution, at Edmond. Much political wrangling took place in the first years on where to locate the territorial capital. Guthrie and Oklahoma City politicians fought tirelessly for the capital, and Kingfisher even entered the competition. On November 10, 1890, Governor Steele vetoed the Kingfisher Capital Bill, which paved the way to keep the capital in Guthrie. The Cherokee-Jerome Commission. With more homesteaders than available land, the government wanted to encourage the Indians on the western reservations to give up their surplus lands. President Harrison appointed David H. Jerome, Warren G. Sayer, and Alfred M. Wilson to the Cherokee Commission, also called the Jerome Commission, to negotiate with the tribes. In typical fashion, the commission methodically worked out agreements with the Native Americans to allot tribal lands and to purchase surplus lands. By November 1893, the commission had secured 11 agreements with Indian tribes through various means that dissolved the reservations. More than 15 million acres of land were now available for opening to homesteaders. More land openings. In 1891, the small reservations of the Sac and Fox, Pottawatomie, Iowa, and Shawnee tribes were allotted, with each man, woman, and child receiving 160 acres. The government purchased the surplus 870,000 acres and opened it for settlement at noon on September 22, 1891. An estimated 20,000 people took part in the run for 6,097 160-acre homesteads. A few days later, government surveyors laid out the towns of Chandler and Tecumseh, which were also opened. Two new counties, Lincoln and Pottawatomie, were created by the opening, and Payne, Cleveland, and Logan counties were expanded. Initial agreements for the surplus Cheyenne and Arapaho lands were reached in October 1890, but many Indians refused to accept the allotments until later. President Harrison proclaimed that the surplus 4 million acres of the reservation would be opened by a run on April 19, 1892. About 25,000 people, some with previous land run experience, gathered for the spring race. For the first time, there was more land available than homesteaders, and some were left without staking a claim because they did not want the rough western land. Ranchers grazed cattle on the unbroken western lands for several years, but eventually homesteaders staked claims to the land. The 1892 run added the counties of Blaine, Dewey, Roger Mills, Custer, Washita, and Day, although Day County was joined with Ellis County at statehood. Lands were allotted to the Tonkawa in 1891 and to the Pawnee in 1892. The surplus Tonkawa and Pawnee lands, located on the eastern side of the Cherokee Outlet, were opened along with the Cherokee Outlet lands on September 16, 1893. A stock market crash, drought, and much publicity brought an estimated 100,000 people to the land run for 6 million acres of land. The Secretary of the Interior had already divided the land into seven counties and designated where the county seats would be located. The names later selected for the new counties were Garfield, Grant, Kay, Noble, Pawnee, Woods, and Woodward. Officials tried to eliminate some of the chaos of the earlier runs by requiring participants to register prior to the land opening. Land-hungry settlers and speculators took aim at the best farmlands and town lots. Eastern land in the Cherokee Outlet was preferred over the rough western terrain. Negotiations took longer to secure the surplus 183,440 acres of Kickapoo lands in the heart of the territory. President Grover Cleveland proclaimed that the last and smallest land run in the territory would be held May 23, 1895. The lands were added to Lincoln, Oklahoma, and Pottawatomie counties. Territorial Governors. The turmoil in Oklahoma Territory was reflected in the territorial government. Governor Steele resigned and returned to Indiana in October 1891. Robert Martin, Secretary of the Territory, was acting governor until February 1892, when Abraham Say, an associate judge of the Territorial Supreme Court, became governor. After serving a year, he was replaced by William Renfrow, the only Democratic territorial governor. Renfrow, from Norman, served from 1893 to 1897. Two territorial schools were established during Renfrow's administration. Classes began at the Northwestern Normal School at Alva in 1897, and the Colored Agricultural and Normal University was founded the same year at Langston. Cassius M. Barnes was governor from 1897 to 1901. He also saw two universities established, the University Preparatory School in Tonkawa and the Southwestern Normal School in Weatherford. William M. Jenkins served as territorial governor from May to November 1901. Criticism about how he handled matters at a private sanatorium in Norman and the death of President William McKinley led to his removal from office by President Theodore Roosevelt. William C. Grimes, former U.S. Marshal and Secretary of the Territory, was named acting governor for a month until Thompson B. Ferguson was appointed governor in December 1901. Originally from Iowa, Ferguson had established a newspaper in Watonga. Ferguson held the office of governor until January 1906. The last territorial governor was Frank France. France, a former postmaster and Osage Indian agent, led the territory into statehood. The last land distributions. The Wichita and Caddo tribes agreed to allotment in June 1891. The allotment and sale of surplus Kiowa, Comanche, and Apache tribal lands was signed in October 1892. The three tribes kept about 500,000 acres of grazing lands called the Big Pasture for their common use. The Fort Sill Military Range and the newly created Wichita Mountains National Forest Preserve were also set aside. President McKinley set the opening for these lands on August 6, 1901. To improve the land opening method, the 3.5 million acres were distributed by a lottery. Homesteaders registered at land offices in Lawton or El Reno in July. About 87,000 people registered in the Lawton office, and 78,000 signed up at El Reno for the 13,000 available quarter sections of land. Beginning on August 6th, each land office randomly drew 125 registration cards each day, with each card numbered consecutively as it was drawn. Each person could then select his or her claim in turn. Counties already created from the lands were Caddo, Comanche, and Kiowa. Some of the new territory was added to Roger Mills, Washita, and Canadian counties. County seats were designated at Lawton, Anadarko, and Hobart. Town lots were sold in the county seats. Other Indian reservation lands were allotted, but there were no surplus lands available for homesteaders. All of the land was divided equally among the tribal members. Land was allotted to members of the Ponca and Oto Missouria tribes in 1904 and to the Kaw, Kansas, and Osage Indians in 1906. Although their land was allotted, the Osage tribe retained the mineral rights to the land. A different method was used when it came time to distribute the lands of the Big Pasture. The land was sold in 160-acre tracts to the highest bidders in December 1906. The $5 million received from the sale was added to funds set aside for the Kiowa, Comanche, and Apache tribes. The transfer of the Indian lands had come swiftly. At an equally fast rate, homesteaders arrived and new towns and a territorial government were built. Perhaps Rome wasn't built in a day, but much of Oklahoma Territory began taking shape in a day. On the heels of the first land run, the Chicago Daily Tribune reported on April 24, 1889, quote, "The real significance of this remarkable invasion of Oklahoma lies not so much in the eagerness of the boomers to get new and free land, as it does in its being the first step towards the complete opening of the Indian Territory to white civilization and towards the formation of a new state, which will be knocking at the door of the Union before we are aware of it. It is only the beginning of a movement which will ultimately and before long absorb the whole of Indian Territory in the new state of Oklahoma." End quote. It's your turn. Number one, who appointed the territorial governors? Number two, who was the first territorial governor? Number three, what was the last area in Oklahoma Territory opened to settlement? The following is a summary of Chapter 11. In 1870, the federal government began to change its policy toward Native Americans from removal, treaties, and reservations to the breaking up of Indian nations. The Dawes Severalty Act of 1877 dissolved tribal ownership of land and gave specific amounts of land to each individual Indian. In 1893, the Dawes Severalty Act was extended to the five tribes. The 1898 Curtis Act threatened to destroy tribal governments if the Indians refused to accept allotments. Pressure mounted to open a tract of land in the heart of Indian Territory called the Unassigned Lands. Those who pushed for the opening of the land to white settlement were called boomers. The U.S. Cavalry stopped several attempts at illegal settlement on the unassigned lands. The Springer Amendment called for the opening of the unassigned lands to settlement. President Benjamin Harrison issued a proclamation declaring that the land would be open to settlement by a run on April 22, 1889. Settlers who slipped by the troops and staked out choice claims early were referred to as Sooners. All of the unassigned lands were claimed within a few hours, and several towns were instantly established. Nearly 1,000 blacks made the 1889 land run, and several all-black communities were established. The Organic Act of 1890 helped to establish the guidelines for the territory of Oklahoma. The president appointed the territorial governors, beginning with George W. Steele. Frank France was the last territorial governor. The territorial legislature provided for a system of public schools and colleges. Additional land openings of surplus Indian lands were done by lottery and auction.